ready for this?
I got one thing to say.
Wrestling Podcast. Inside the ring. Outside the ring.
That I just happen to be the greatest wrestling machine alive.
It's all here.
What a mega matchup.
Universal Wrestling Podcast.
I like this kind of party, baby.
Welcome back to another episode of the Universal Wrestling Podcast. We're on the road to WrestleMania, but if you know anything about this podcast, we got to make a pit stop, grab a cold one, so we can talk wrestling. My name is Nick Dieterding. Let me introduce you to the co-hosts. First up, Robbie. What's up, dude?
What's up, Deets? How we doing tonight?
Good, man. Good. Sacco, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, buddy. Hanging in there.
That's good. I thought we were going to do an episode without you. I mean, Super Bowl was crazy. How was the sub shop?
Yeah, it was nuts. I mean, got out of there a little bit after kickoff, but up to kickoff, it was, everybody's getting their wings and subs and stuff. It was out of control.
So, Al, you know the question. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking on tap today is from Forgotten Boardwalk. It's called Pocket Trick. It's an Imperial IPA. It's an 8.5%. It's a sweet citrus, peach, passion fruit, mango taste. It's smooth as hell. It's going down fine. It definitely it doesn't taste like it's 8.5%. So if I start slurring my words over here, you know why.
Cool, man. I'm drinking a John. It's called John from Neshaminy Creek. It's really good. It's malty. It's a little crispy, whatever you want to call it, but I like it. I dig it. Robbie, what's up, man? What are you drinking?
I got a Flying Dog Raging Bitch IPA. It's named after my co-host, Alex Sacco.
Here we go. You know, Rob.
Just come at you with facts.
There you go. Yeah.
Coming at you with facts today, Al.
Let's go, man. So let's get into it. As you may know, Edge and Bianca Belair walked out as the winners of the 2021 Royal Rumble. Let's start with the men's Rumble. Edge has become the third person in history to win the Rumble after entering number one. Alex, we'll start with you. Is a 47-year-old man who's been away for some time what's best for business?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't hate it. Well, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say Edge is my first pick to win the Rumble. I mean, obviously, I predicted DB on last week's show. I mean, since Edge has been back, he's nothing but matches have been gold. So why are we hating on this? He's going to main event WrestleMania, and win or lose, he's going to put on a great match.
Did he need to win it? Absolutely not. Should he have won it? Absolutely not. Is it terrible booking? Yes, it is. This guy's nearly 50 years old here. I can give you 15 people off the top of my head that are better people that should have won it before him. I get it. I've nothing against Edge. I think he's great. And I think everything that he's done in his career is great. Why are we going to, it's the Royal Rumble. These guys are working all year to get to this spot, and you're going to throw it to a guy who returns. Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, Keith Lee, Big E. I can just go up down the line on people that deserve it more than him. I think It was a bad call. I love Edge. I just think it was a bad call.
You know what? I'm in the middle here. I love to see Edge win it. I mean, he deserved it. He's been injured for the past year, and it was something I really wanted to see. I wanted to see him come back. Did I want him to win the Rumble? I don't know. Like Sacco said, I wanted DB. I thought that would have been awesome. Let's look at it this way. Ratings, right? You say it all the time, Robbie. Vince looks at ratings. Edge, he was on Raw, he was on SmackDown, he was on NXT, and they did some good numbers. It wasn't as great as they wanted it to be, but Sacco, why not give it to DB? Why not give it to someone like Keith Lee? Why give it to Edge? Is it only because of ratings, or is there something else? Because I'm missing it.
Let me just say, he could have went to anybody else. I agree with Rob, but I'm not sitting here fuming that Edge won today.
Yeah,
I'm fuming that Edge won because it cost me a goddamn title in our league.
I mean,
the double negative, that goddamn win. I don't hate Edge. I love the dude, and I've been watching him from the beginning. But let's go back eras. Like, did any part-timer come back and win in the Attitude Era? No. Did anyone come back and win in the Ruthless Aggression Era? No. What's he going to wrestle, 3 matches a year?
Dude, he's on 3 shows. He's not a part-timer.
He's going to end up being a part-timer. There's no way this man Come on.
He's not going to be a part.
Well, yes, at the end of the day, he will. I mean, age is there. He's 47.
I would have rather seen Bad Bunny win than him. Yeah, all right. So the only way they can, in my eyes, that they can fix this is if he goes one-on-one with Balor at Mania and they put Balor over.
That would be something cool to push someone. I mean, Balor doesn't need the rub, but to see something like that, have NXT go one-on-one with the Hall of Famer. Come on, Al. That would be cool.
That would be cool, but that's not the road they're going down. He's facing Roman Reigns.
Yep.
Okay.
And they're going to steal the show. It's going to be a great match.
And that was my next question. Edge, if you like it or not, Robbie, he is going to main event WrestleMania. Other than Finn Balor, who would you rather see? Do you think it's going to be Drew? Do you think it's going to be Reigns? Let me hear what you're thinking.
I think it's probably going to be Roman. The problem is that's an awesome match on its own. Like, you didn't have to have Edge win the Rumble to set up that match.
Exactly.
You could have had you don't understand. The thing is, like, when you win the Rumble, it's so big. Like, it's such a big push, and Vince is trusting you and being the next guy, and it puts somebody to the moon. And Edge didn't need it. Like, you put Keith Lee in that spot, and it's just like all of a sudden, Keith Lee and Drew McIntyre at Mania is awesome from a Rumble, and then you can just set up Edge and Roman in some other facet. It just didn't have to go down like that.
And for the longest time, I would have disagreed with you and said Keith Lee is not ready. But after that match with Riddle on Monday Night Raw a couple weeks ago, or last week, whatever it is, whenever this episode airs, it doesn't matter. But the match he had with Riddle, holy shit, dude, he is ready. He can compete. He can be the main event at WrestleMania. And it could be with Drew. It could be with Roman. I mean, hell, it could be with anyone. That guy can compete.
I've been watching this guy wrestle for 6 years. He's been ready. He's been ready before NXT.
So that the rumors, what do you think? You think that was true with him getting sent back down or what? I mean, like, where does that come from?
Who, Keith Lee?
Yeah.
No, it's not going to be true. He's got a U.S. title match at Chamber.
Yes, he does. It's a three-way, right? Who else is it? It's Riddle and, obviously, Lashley.
And Lashley.
Yeah, right, we'll get to that down the line. But back to the Rumble. Just itself. I mean, even the Super Bowl was a little lackadaisical. I didn't really, I mean, Tom Brady won, and I'm kind of looking at it the same way as a Rumble. Edge won, Hall of Famer won, but it really wasn't that entertaining. I mean, what do you guys think? Do you agree with me or what?
Yeah, I do agree with you. There wasn't really that many surprise entrants when it comes to the Rumble.
Yeah, the Hurricane and Kane.
Right, and I mean, there was outside of Rollins, we knew Rollins was coming back, and I mean, Strowman at 30 was not even, you know.
I loved it, man. I was entertained by it, actually. I thought the whole Rumble, besides the bitter end, was... I think I said it before. I was like, you give me a decent Rumble with good wrestling and you give me the Hurricane in a return, I'm cool with it. The Rumble can do no wrong besides the end, in my eyes. It's just a fun match to watch, but it just seems like the end has been consistently bad, which is why people don't really like it as much. I mean... I just get a bad taste in my mouth when it's like you put over Edge here when you could have put over Big E or Keith Lee, and I just get that 2014 when Roman should have won the Rumble taste, where it's like a year too late, he wins in 2015 and everyone hates him.
And I understand where you're coming from, but you know, for the hell of it, let's look at the other side. Who else can draw like Edge? I mean, there's no one. Who else is there to compete with Roman Reigns? He had three matches with Kevin Owens. So I get where Vince is coming from, but I also get where you're coming from. Give it to somebody else, but no one else can carry the ball right now.
Because he's not letting people carry the ball. He's relying on part-timers still. Like, you need to let people blossom. Like Seth Rollins, like, have him win his second Rumble in 3 years. Like, let it happen. Like, let it. I still think I would like, to me personally, Seth and Roman at Mania is better.
Yeah.
But that's just.
Right. I mean, you're right. I will agree with you. Vince is very stubborn and lets nothing blossom. He doesn't, you know, he's a short hook. It's, you know, try something out and it's nothing. I liked your idea that you had last time when we talked about the podcast. Seth should join up with Roman and then eventually turn on him, or Roman turns on vice versa. Then that sets up the feud.
And that's money, man. I think that's a great idea, a great concept. They still might do it. You don't know, but
let's do it. Let's get to the next Rumble, the Women's Rumble. So after entering number three, Bianca Belair won the Rumble. The final three were Charlotte, Ripley, and Belair, and for some reason, I thought Rhea was going to win. I think most of us did. I know I said it during the last episode that I didn't think she was ready, but I think she is. And for you, Robbie, no major surprises. You said Ronda, no Becky. My opinion, I think this was overall a fairly good Rumble. Sacco, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I picked Bianca to win, so I was kind of right on with this thing. And I thought she was ready, so... I mean, I think they hit the nail on the head. We're going opposite directions to the men's. Bianca's up and coming. This is a great push right here to get her career in the right direction. And as far as she chooses, I think you got to go with Banks because her and Banks would be gold.
They did the women's like absolutely right. I wouldn't change a thing about it. Fish, her going 57 minutes is gold. And that's what it should have been. And that's what we all agreed on before that it should have been. And it was it because it's correct. It's proper booking. It's how you got to make sure that these Rumbles get the young ones over. So that way there's a spot for them in the Hall of Fame, like Edge, who already has a spot in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Sacco, let me ask you this question. What is next for Rhea Ripley?
You got to call her up. She can't go back down the next day. Obviously, I think she is coming up. I mean, I read online the other day from a source, they're torn on what brand to put her on, SmackDown or Raw. At this point, where I would put her, I would probably put her on Raw. Do you go back in a feud with Charlotte? But Charlotte's feuding with Lacey Evans. Like, what do you do with Ray? Does she go and face Asuka? What's Asuka do if Bianca picks Sasha?
Yeah, so Robbie, Bianca picks Sasha. What's up with Ripley? What happens with Asuka? I mean... What do you think?
To be honest, I think it might be a little bit too early to call her up. Yeah. Only because, like, you think about her coming up, like, what's down there now? Like, Toni Storm and Blackheart? Yeah. Which, by the way, that tank was awesome. But anyway, if you do call her up, I agree. You got to put her on Raw because I think SmackDown doesn't need it as much. I don't like calling her up yet. I mean, give her a Mania match, and it's tough. I still like her in NXT.
They ruined her when they lost to Charlotte. I said that last year. I mean, when she lost to Charlotte, they killed all momentum.
I'm pretty sure all of us had her beating Charlotte too in our for our picks. And it makes the most sense. But it's just they're terrified to bury. They're terrified of hurting Charlotte's credibility.
And it's don't get me started because the name, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right. So this girl had 7 eliminations in the Rumble. 7. Right.
And she was down to the final 4 because of the name. Right.
But why not Ripley? I mean, she's ready. She got screwed last year. I mean, I get it. Bianca Belair, she is the one. And like I said, I thought she wasn't ready, but I guess the WWE thinks otherwise. And I'm not, you know, upset about it, but Robbie, no major surprises like Ronda, like Becky. Are you upset about that?
Yeah. I mean, Ronda was my pick. I thought that they needed. Tori Wilson's a surprise. Come on.
Tori Wilson. I mean, Jillian Hall, Mickie James.
I'm not too mad because whoever's booking the women's is booking it right. And it's what I was saying, how the men should be booked. You keep the people that are on the main roster coming up in the match. You put them all in there. You have a couple, you know, come ins here and there, but then the one that should be winning and the one that's like right about the peak wins. I think,
yes,
I'm not upset about anything about the women's Rumble. I think it was done right. Toni Storm coming in. Oh my God. Love that. As we all know. I don't know what to do with Ripley. I think she's a star. I think if I'm in charge of it, I'd put her on one of the rosters and make her in the title picture at Mania and have that going forward for a long time. She works. Her athleticism in the ring is some of the best I've seen out of a woman.
But I kind of was a fan, like he said, we did everything and they did everything right. Like Rob said, I have no complaints. They weren't going to waste a Becky return with no crowd.
Yeah.
And then like you had Alicia Fox come back and, you know, you treat her like the joke that she is. And that's cool with me. You know, I'm just thinking out loud here.
Yeah. She won a title. So, I mean, the 24/7, I get it. I get it. But
so did a freaking radio host that night. So,
yeah. Sure. Sacco's boy.
Sacco Rosa is Burr. Sacco's boy.
He's the man. Yeah.
Sacco, I still haven't talked to you. Are you upset that there's no Cena sighting?
Yes, where was Cena? Like, for real. Well, he's in Canada. That's what the real reason where he was.
No Cena, no Punk.
No, well, Punk's never coming back. Let's be real.
I know.
You got a tracking device on Cena. How do you know he's in Canada?
Yeah, he's in Canada because God,
it comes with the PJs.
Yes, I'm hoping the rumor's not true, but he downplayed a Mania appearance too because it's with the pandemic and, you know, COVID.
Yeah,
he can't leave the country, but I hope that he just that was, you know, kayfabe and he's storyline, and I get to see a Cena pop at Mania.
Okay, so let's end it with this. Who should Belair face at Mania? Sacco, we know you said Banks. Sasha. Robbie, what do you think? Is it Banks? I mean, who else?
Obviously, the other one's Asuka, but yeah. I think you can't go wrong. No going wrong with it. So Sacco said Banks, I'll say Asuka, because I think those two in the ring's chemistry would be through the roof, and I think that's must-watch TV. Like I said, Sacco's going to go Sasha, I'll go Asuka all day. I think Asuka and Bianca in the ring together is phenomenal. It's must-watch TV. And it doesn't matter who she chooses, because she's going to choose right, and it's going to be good for all of us to watch.
Got it. So let's get on with the next match. It was for the Universal Championship. Roman Reigns defeated Kevin Owens in a last man standing match. And I guess the real question is, who is Roman Reigns facing at this year's WrestleMania?
Edge is making a real nice suspense by showing up on all three brands, isn't he? And Roman being one of his best heel works, demanding an answer last Friday night. But then he got stunned by Kevin Owens. Is Kevin Owens out of the picture? Like, he had three matches. But in the end of the day, I said earlier, I think Edge is going to the main event in WrestleMania versus Roman Reigns.
What about you, Robbie?
If we're talking about this disaster of a finish of a match, I mean, like, this ref was at five and counting fast and then stops, which was stupid. Let's give Kevin Owens that title. He deserves it. I mean, Roman was down for 10 seconds, wasn't he?
You know what? I don't want to see Edge go one-on-one with Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. I really want to see Seth frickin' Rollins go one-on-one with Roman Reigns to main event WrestleMania.
The more I think about it, and the more I was talking about Seth returning and winning, and when he comes out at 29, I was excited because I was like, oh, I'm going to sound like a genius, but then, you know, didn't turn out as much as I think. The more I think about this whole Seth thing, the more I think it would be better if we waited and gave it a crowd, because we're almost at the end. I pray we're almost at the end of this, you know, COVID era, and you give that, you know, you build it up, and maybe you give it a SummerSlam where it's like, maybe SummerSlam's the first pay-per-view where we get a full house or something like that. And let it wait, because if Edge and Roman's going to go at Mania and it's a spear fest, I'm not against it.
And then what do you do with KO? Is he going to be in the title picture for the IC Championship? Maybe it's a ladder match or something. I mean, you can't have him lose three times to Roman Reigns and not give him a payoff, you know? Sacco, yes. What do you think? I mean, you love this guy. What do you want to see him do?
I'd love to see him getting – I think he deserves a belt. But then you look at the SmackDown, the IC title with that mess with Sami Zayn and Big E. Do you throw him in that picture? I don't get anything out of that either. So, I mean, I think he's got to be your next Money in the Bank winner. That's where I push him to. But like you said, he needs something to springboard himself. It's a great question. I don't know what I'd do with Kevin Owens.
Yeah, and speaking of Money in the Bank, I mean, The Miz, what the hell? They're dropping the ball, so I don't know if you should give KO the briefcase.
Here's a question. So you bring Kevin Owens back in the IC title picture, who's already in it, who's already, you know, Sammy's in it, and, you know, they have a history. Do we revive that again?
I don't know. How many matches have we seen?
You
know?
I love it. I can't get enough of it. I love both of them. I think it's unlimited in my eyes. I think you should tag them and give them the belts. And then you have a tag division that's kind of watchable again, especially in WWE.
Yeah. I'm not against that at all. Because you got Big E. I'm not ready to put Big E in the main event picture yet. I think he deserves a nice IC title run, and that's why I'm hesitant to put Kevin Owens in the IC title picture.
Right. And if I'm Vince right now, I'm looking heavy at getting these mid-card belts back to some kind of prestige, because, I mean, they're both all in good people now, and I love what they're doing with them. But, you know, the main event titles are they're all always in the right direction. So let's focus up on this. Let's get a good story going into the Mania with Big E, Kevin, or Sammy or something. And let's get these mid-card titles up, you know?
Yeah.
And the tag division, man.
It's so bad. The tag division is pathetic. It's pathetic.
It's unwatchable, man. TNA's got a better tag division than WWE.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Impact.
Whatever. Yeah. Dude, look at that though. The stuff they're doing with the Good Brothers and the Bullet Club back together, that's awesome. That's what I want to watch in 2021. I don't want to watch Edge win a Royal Rumble.
Yeah. So Drew McIntyre defeats Goldberg honestly, a lot of people thought Goldberg would either beat Drew and win the WWE Championship, or if he loses, he would enter into the Royal Rumble. Robbie, you thought that. What's up?
Oh, thank God. thank God that's how that ended. Because let me tell you, I'm pretty sure we all had tight buttholes that night when we were watching Goldberg spear and jackhammer. You know, the jackhammer was embarrassing to watch.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, that's thank God, because could you imagine how bad that whole night would have been if Goldberg wins that title?
Absolutely.
That would put a damper on everything. Like, you think about this, like, say Goldberg wins that title and Edge wins the Rumble. It's like, what are we doing?
Why?
Oh my God. I was so nervous. I listen, my heart was racing that whole match out of just fear.
Sacco, did you really think Goldberg had a chance or what?
Not really. I mean, going in the match, I was confident of making our picks in WPW, putting Drew up there. I know Rob and his authority team really thought hard about that match, but I'm gonna save that for later.
Well, you're such a scumbag. I'm just saying,
man, this guy's done it. Shut your mouth, Al. Hold on. I actually got the standings of how Royal Rumble paid out in our group, and Alex and Dietz are at the bottom.
Dietz is not at the bottom.
Dietz was at the bottom. I came in third out of 10 people.
Okay. Because I had a shitty rumble, all right?
Yeah, it's called luck, Robbie. Rumble. It's called luck.
It's not called luck.
Yeah.
But
let's get back to the topic here. But Go ahead, Sacco.
I did not have any doubts. And it led off the show, too. There was no way there was no way Drew's losing this fight. It's leading off the show. If anything, I thought Goldberg was going to be a surprise entrance in the rumble.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen either, thank God.
Elimination Chamber match is now set for the WWE Championship. Drew, AJ, Jeff, Randy, Sheamus, and The Miz, which I don't really understand. But this match on paper looks awesome. I mean, let's get your thoughts on this before we get to the next match of the Rumble. What happens next for Drew? Does he win? Does he retain here?
Let me ask. Go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
Okay. So Drew's winning this, and you're going to see other feuds stem from it. Like, you're probably going to get Styles and Hardy come out of it, in my opinion. And then you're going to have the Sheamus Drew match at the March pay-per-view.
Okay.
And then it's tough, because then I don't know. I don't think Sheamus and Drew is a Mania match. I mean, listen, you know, I'm not trying not to be negative. I don't like Sheamus in this spot, but I just don't think it's a Mania match. So then I think you get some Money in the Bank action happening here. And then I think maybe Miz and Drew Mania.
Right. Let's just rerun to 2 weeks ago when Sheamus turned on his good friend, Drew McIntyre. It seems like at that point that was going to be the main event of the chamber. Then this week, Shane McMahon shows his face and makes this chamber match. And then you obviously go back, have a backstage segment with Sheamus all pissed. He wants his one-on-one. The first thing that came to my mind is Sheamus is not a big enough draw to be a main event on a pay-per-view.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
that's the first thing that came to my mind.
He's not a draw at all anymore. It's not 2012.
Right, he sucks. I agree with you, Rob. He does. But this chamber match doesn't make any sense either, because he got The Fiend looming for Orton. He got Jeff Hardy. I don't even know what he's doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, Daniel, whoever else, The Miz is feuded with Bad Bunny, for crying out loud.
Oh, my God. He is bad.
There's zero threat in that Drew's dropping this title. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So why not? So if you're booking this, why are you not having Edge just make the announcement that he's fighting Roman, and then this is the number one contenders match for Mania?
Right. I think they messed up there. Right.
So this is how this should go. You have Miz cash in on Drew after a long chamber. Like, Miz gets out first, and then 50 minutes go by on the chamber, but he doesn't cash in on Drew. He cashes in on AJ. It's AJ at the very end that wins that match. And then you have Miz cashing on AJ, and then you have a triple threat at Mania. That's what I think they should do. Because AJ needs to be in the main event picture.
Yeah. I mean, it could happen. I just, again, I don't think Drew loses here, and I just don't know why he would lose here. And, I mean, that leads me to this, Sacco. What is next for Drew? Who does he face at Mania? It can't be – if it's not Sheamus, then who?
You're not going to want to hear it, but Brock Lesnar.
That's a draw, but it's not what I want to see.
I know it's not what I want to see, but you're right. But you're asking me what they're going to do. And I think somehow, some way, they're going to entice Brock to come back and he's going to get another title match.
Real quick, before we get forward here. So let's pick apart who's in this match. Sheamus is not built for Mania anymore. Right. Orton's going to go against a Fiend at Mania.
Right.
And you have left, you have Miz, Styles, and Hardy.
Yeah.
Styles and Hardy are probably going to go one-on-one at Mania. Right?
Yeah.
So you have just the Miz left here as a viable person who could win this belt.
Yes. And he has the money in the brief. Yeah.
Right. And money in the bank's in May. So what are we doing? Cash the goddamn thing in because it's already been a disgrace of the money in the bank year.
Let's go back to the match at the Rumble. Goldberg and McIntyre. We thought, you know what? In order to make McIntyre look strong, Miz has to cash in. I don't think Miz needs to cash in here. And I really don't know why he's in it. I mean, I guess I understand it because they want you to think he may cash it in.
There's nothing interesting about it. So that's why you make it interesting and have Miz cash in, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I mean,
back to my point, they made this shitty match and they could have put Sheamus versus Drew, but they didn't think Sheamus is a big enough draw to main event a shitty pay-per-view.
So, okay, so say Drew retains this match, right?
Right.
Clean as a whistle retains this match. What happens next?
I think Brock's coming back.
Right, but then that's so a shitty pay-per-view like Fastlane or whatever it is, that's when you give the Sheamus match. And then the second that match ends, you book the Mania match with Drew. Because Drew needs to go over on him clean and get this whole Sheamus thing, it's got to go. How about the most impressive person in my eyes of the Royal Rumble? How about Damian Priest?
I would love
push
to see
him
that.
To the moon, dude. This guy is awesome.
I agree. He may need to shave his head like Baron Corbin, but...
That's my fear. They're going to Baron Corbin this guy.
He's a Corbin 2.0 in my eyes. Jeez. I'm not. Yeah. Whatchamacallit, though, but there's a rumor out there that Bad Bunny and Priest versus the Miz and Morrison at Mania.
That's what's going to be reality. So,
right.
Yeah. So,
I mean.
That's tough. That's tough to watch and tough to even think about.
That fucking Bad Bunny, dude.
So is Edge technically a Raw member?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so how about this? What if we know that we haven't really discussed the possibility of Edge going against Drew?
You know, maybe, you know, like what Chris said a few weeks ago, maybe it's Jay versus Roman or even Seth. I would love to see that. I don't want to give up on that right now. And it just looks like Drew does not have that person to face. And I don't want to see Brock. I don't want to see Sheamus. I don't want to see AJ. It can't be Sheamus.
How about a call-up? How about Adam Cole?
Adam Cole.
What are you doing with Cole? Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's his time right now. They're doing absolutely nothing with him, right? He's not in the tag team tournament, is he?
No.
No, I think it's Roddy whoever.
I think it's there too, yeah.
Roddy and Fish.
Fish, yeah.
So listen, I think the best move, I think what's best for business, is you have Edge fight Finn Balor at WrestleMania, like I said before, and then you have Seth and Roman, and then you have Drew and anybody, AJ, Lashley, Strowman, not Sheamus.
Anybody but Sheamus.
Dude, and I'm telling you, like, there's something with this Damian Priest guy that I'm just like, I hope Vince likes him, man.
Yeah, so I say this. Say Bobby loses against Keith Lee and Riddle. Keith Lee wins that, you know, the United States Championship, which I would love. So maybe it's Lashley and Drew. I mean, there needs to be somebody. I would love to see Keith Lee. I would love to see Riddle. I don't hate AJ Styles, but I don't think that would be entertaining.
No, Keith Lee is the match. Keith Lee is the match. Because you have – so let Riddle, like, get a roll-up and win. And then you have – what's it called? And then you have Riddle and Lashley at Mania. That's it. And then you go, you know, Drew comes out after winning all these matches and then goes, I need an opponent, and you bring out Keith Lee. Or you have a tournament to have Keith Lee win it, something, because they're both two baby faces. So you can't, you know, you can't have them be like, oh, you know, I hate you. But you have it be like one of them matches that's like, this is just a good old-fashioned wrestling match.
Yep.
Wrestling.
Any last thoughts before we get on to the next match here?
Nah, I mean, it's a great question. I mean, you can sit here and talk all night about
exactly
the possibilities for Drew McIntyre. Just be interested to see where they go.
I wanted to leave this match off, but I thought, you know what? We got to talk about it because Asuka has been killing it lately. So Jax and Baszler are now the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. So what do you do with Asuka? Forget about this match. I don't even want to talk about it. I want to talk about Asuka. Robbie, what do you do with Asuka? And please don't say Flair versus Asuka.
I think the best possibility for Asuka and the most realistic possibility for Asuka at Mania is Flair versus Asuka.
Damn it. I said, don't say Flair.
But what are we talking? What else is going to happen? Like, what else is going to happen?
No, guys. Flair is going to wrap up the Lacey Evans feud at Mania, guys.
You think it's going to last that long?
What are you talking about? 2 months? I mean, Lacey Evans has a title match versus Asuka that coming up in the pay-per-view. Yes. Charlotte's going to cost Lacey Evans that match, just like Lacey Evans cost her the tag titles. And there's no need to put that match on Fastlane. It's going to conclude at Mania. If they do have it at March, it's going to be a cheap win or something, and Charlotte's going to go over at Mania. You're right. I mean, if I think Becky's coming back for WrestleMania.
I don't think so. I think you save Becky for after Mania. I think you let what's going on finish, and don't bring her back unless you know you got a crowd.
But finish what? Who is Asuka going one on one with? You know, like
Charlotte Flair.
But isn't she
Lacey going... Evans is not meant to be in any Mania match. They're going to put it back whatever the next pay per view is. They're going to put them there, and that's how you end it.
And then Charlotte... I agree. I mean, I love what they're doing with Flair, but Ric Flair. I should say, but it's I do not want to see Lacey Evans go one-on-one with Charlotte Flair at any pay-per-view, even if it's, you know, Fastlane or WrestleMania. I want to see Asuka and Becky. I really think it's a possibility. I mean, why not? There's going to be crowds. There's going to be fans there. Right?
I want Asuka and Alexa. That's what I want.
Oh, forgot about Alexa Bliss.
That was the weirdest Royal Rumble elimination ever, by the way.
Yeah, but it was awesome at the same time.
Yes, but I had Alexa and I was really trying to ride her.
Oh, were you trying to ride Alexa, yeah. Alex?
All right, guys, you know what?
I mean, if Becky is not ready, which I do not know, it could be Asuka and Bliss, and God, I would love to see Bliss go over.
So I think that they already lost the steam with that feud. I think that that's already dead in the water because they're just putting Bliss against Randy. That's all they're doing. They're just forcing that.
Yeah, and I don't get it either.
I get it. I think it's cool. I think the whole Randy and the Mask thing was awesome.
Oh, God. You and the Weeknd too.
What about the Weeknd?
That was awful.
The halftime show with the mask. All I could think of was Randy Orton.
God.
You know what that made me think about?
If there's any horror buffs listening, there's a movie that was, I think it's a German movie called Goodnight Mommy. Horrifying movie. Yes, it's really scary, and that's what it reminded me of. If you look it up, you'll know what I'm talking about. It was a horrifying movie. I know there's a if you look it up, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay, let's get back to the program here. So Bliss.
I am the program, Deets.
Okay, so Asuka, you really think it's Flair? Let's end it here. What do you think?
Do you want to see Asuka versus Flair again?
No, absolutely not.
I don't.
Hell no. Hell no. I want to see Bliss. I want to get Bliss in there.
Right. I'd much rather see Bliss than Flair. And I still stick it to my guns. When the WrestleMania card comes out and Evans versus Flair on the card, you guys can thank me later.
Hold on, but hear me out for a hot second. Do you somehow incorporate the Fiend into this? You know, maybe Randy and the Fiend isn't Mania?
I mean, they've done it before. Do you really want to see that again? I honestly don't. I don't care if it's Bray. I don't care if it's Bray from the woods. I don't care if it's the Fiend. I don't care what character it is. I don't want to see him go one-on-one with Randy. What I really wanted to see was Randy and Edge finish the goddamn feud. Yep.
No, what I really wanted to see was them both come out at 1 and 2 and fight for about 15 minutes and beat the shit out of each other, but eliminate everybody in the meantime, and then them team up. That's what I think would be good for business. that tag division's struggling, man. You put Rated RKO back in that picture, and I'm a happy guy.
That's not going to happen. Right. That's a hot topic.
It's a hot take. But I think what's best for business, or we're still talking about this women's BS, I think you have Bliss and Fiend sweep the Rumble, and they kick off post-Mania. It's not going to happen, but I think that'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, because I feel like if it would have happened, it would have happened at the Rumble, you know?
Yeah, but Mania is big.
Mania is bigger. Yeah, absolutely. All this that we're talking about, obviously, it's fantasy booking and it's something we want to see. But at the end of the day, I don't see anyone other than Asuka and Bliss. I don't want to see Flair, and I would love to see Bliss go over. I mean, Asuka's had the title for how long, you know?
Since Money in the Bank the night after when I'm going to go be a mom.
Oh, yeah, the mom.
So then that's probably, you know. Is there anybody else that should take it from her other than Becky?
Right, yeah, but they're planning to have fans at WrestleMania. Yeah,
exactly. So you bring Becky back.
Right, I agree with you. And I think she's coming back. Are we going to have
fans post-Mania?
That's the idea. Are we going to have
fans post-Mania?
Yeah, but rumors are rumors, and that's all I know. But I heard, yes, after Mania, they're going to do it. And I heard they're not going to do house shows until things start to get back to normal, whatever that is.
Right, WWE's a tough spot, because baseball season's coming up. They're going to have to get kicked out of the Rays Stadium. Yeah. And I think they're going to go back on the road.
Most sense. Yeah. And by the time baseball season starts, it's what, April? I mean, like, come on. Let's get over this.
Yes, sir. I mean, any last words before we end the show here, guys? Jesus.
Nah, I mean, that was great talking. I mean, there's just endless possibilities what can happen in the WWE world. All right.
Exactly. And we still, and you know, what if it's Ripley?
Right.
Yeah. It could
about
be.
December Moon.
We can't be fantasy booking that hard. Come on.
Well, you wanted some last words. We're just telling you, like, possibilities here.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. We do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the UW Pod and Instagram at UW Podcast. Peace.
Yeah, baby.
And here it comes.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Universal Wrestling Podcast. Check us out on the web at uwpod.com.
You've got mail.
Or send us an email.
We really don't know what we're dealing with here, man.
info@uwpod.com. Universal Wrestling Podcast.
Nobody does it better.